July 11, 2019, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
I've seen you alone here. Oh Lord, it's been a while. The glasses were empty, and so were you. The last thing I recall, kicked out a doll on your mind. Get to know me. You gotta know. You gotta know. You gotta know. Oh. I've seen someone like you. At least I thought you were.
Live from Pedro Show. Happy Thursday. I think we're on to a little bit of a heat wave here in Pedro. Brother Matt has been carried away by an appointment. Can't be with us. And he says to send his regrets. Very sorry, because he wanted to talk with our guests. So it's a man alone in my pad, not in the love grotto. Brother Matt, but not totally man alone, because over the internet, through those wonders of the engineers, their Skype software in Estonia, we got Marcus Frankie from Destroyed But Not Defeated there in Vienna. Welcome aboard. Some Garrel. Welcome aboard there, Marcus and Frankie. Let's say what we started the show off with. John Coltrane doing The Promise, which was him live 1963 October. Then we had Gotta Grow from their latest album, Destroyed and Not Defeated. Who wants to go first? Marcus or Frankie?
I want a Marcus one. Who wants to go first?
Okay. Marcus, what's your earliest musical memory?
My earliest musical memory is probably it's Falco. He was an Austrian star, and my
We're
parents.
We're not talking about Tav Falco.
No, it's not Tav Falco.
But you know Tav Falco.
Yeah, I know him, of course, sure.
Listen, please.
Yeah, totally.
Listen, Tav Falco has lived in Vienna many years now. He's originally from Arkansas, lived a long time in Memphis. Now, I think at the time of this new wave guy, Falco, I think one name, right? I think he was killed in a car wreck. But at this time, Tab Falco was still living in the U.S. So you were a boy, and you remember listening to Falco. What was it, Das Kommissar?
Well, it's just my parents didn't have that many records, and I was listening to this song called Rock Me Amadeus. I think it was the first song.
Oh, okay, okay.
From German speaking, yeah,
from the movie, right?
Right.
But in the U.S., I think he had a huge hit with Das Kommissar.
I don't remember that. I don't know.
I think we're talking 80s.
Yeah, totally 80s, late 80s.
Okay, so maybe it was, you know, some songs are big in some lands, they ain't big in other lands.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because people are a little different. And so you remember hearing him, what, on the radio?
I remember hearing him on the radio, and then my parents bought the record, and I was listening him on record.
Ah, okay. And then I remember he had, because MTV was coming, and he had a brief thing with that, too. Were your parents, did they play music?
Nearly nothing. My father used to play the accordion a bit, but just a tiny little bit.
So by the time you come around, they're more like listeners, right?
Right.
So, not too old-fashioned, because at the time, Falco was very current, right?
Right.
Okay. Was there any instruments in the house?
Besides of that one accordion that my father used to play, there were no instruments in our house.
Ah, there was the accordion. Were you tempted to start playing on it?
They tried me to play me, but I didn't really want to play the accordion.
Did they want you to take lessons?
Yeah, they wanted, but it didn't work out.
Okay, that's okay. Actually, my second-man organ player started off on accordion and then went on to organ. Because it has a little keyboard, huh?
Okay.
So in a way, kind of, that was his path through music. He actually came on, he's a great Hammond organ player now, but he actually started on accordion. Slav, his parents came from the old country, so. You know, accordion used to be really big. I think the last big, wouldn't call him rock star, but accordion star, his name was Dick Contino, maybe late 50s. Actually, he was very popular, not so much with young rock and rollers, but, of course, late 50s, things are changing. So what about school? Were you in the marching band or the choir or shit like that?
There wasn't that much of school music activities. I remember once playing with a band of way younger people that were playing cover songs, and I was joining them when I was already playing guitar.
No, I'm talking more about like the curriculum, you know, the school.
We nearly had no instruments playing in curriculum.
What about with sports? Don't you have like bands playing while the, I guess, soccer game is going on? You know, because here in the U.S., football games especially, the bands are kind of a big deal. They do little parades and marching, and you'd be surprised how many people started their music by playing in the school bands.
I saw that. I was once in New Jersey for a couple of months, and I saw it, and I was impressed by football marching bands.
Ah, so us being a little different. Okay.
Okay.
So, but if you think about it, especially Vienna, huge music tradition, though. But I guess that's more higher education. Maybe in the universities and stuff.
Yeah, and it's other different. It's other instruments. It's more like flute and violin and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, the classical.
Yeah, classical stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, because think about it, Vienna, very famous for that stuff. I mean, they got to get their musicians from somewhere.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, but you mentioned to me guitar. How did you get on guitar, Marcus?
Mainly because a friend of mine played, and he was when we were 14, I think, he started, and then he sold me his old guitar, and then I just started to play.
Now, what kind of guitar? Acoustic?
No, it was a Stratocaster copy, electric guitar.
So if it was electric guitar, Did you also get an amp, or did you play it without an amplifier?
Yeah, a totally cheapo 5-watt amp, whatever.
Little tiny sound out of it. Yeah, okay. No, but you'd be surprised. I know people who start on electric guitar with no amp.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, everybody has different situations. That's why I like to talk to people about their journey in music. I have yet to find people with exact journey.
Oh, wow.
I think there's many, many ways to do music.
Totally.
You know, Sly Stone once said, it's not where you're from, it's where you're at. And how do you get to where you're at? Well, many paths. And I'm very curious about it. And I want listeners to hear about this, too. So maybe they feel, maybe what I'm doing is not the right way. I'm trying to show them maybe there is no right way. There's your way. And Marcus's way, totally Frankie's way, and that, like this. So he'd already been playing guitar some, right?
Yeah.
So was he the first guy to show you stuff?
He showed me a couple of stuff, and soon after I got this guitar, I got a teacher that taught me
lessons. Okay.
Yeah.
And let me think about like me and D Boone. We would ask this guy, hey, show us how to learn these songs off the record. Did you do that stuff?
Totally. I mean, our teacher, we never learned like score or how to read score. He just told us, get the songs you like on a cassette, and we're trying to hear what they're doing. That's what we did.
Okay, yeah. Because some people, they start off with the guitar, they don't play any rock and roll. It's some very old-fashioned kind of, yeah, guitar method. Okay, so this guy was pretty hip then. Kind of a younger guy?
He was actually the same age as I was.
Ah.
So he was in my class. And yeah,
you're talking middle teens, right?
Yeah.
So, you pick up on it quick?
Excuse me?
You pick up on it, you know, did it come to you quick?
Yeah, totally.
While you're still at school, you started playing, like guys after school, in the basement or bedroom or garage or something like this?
Yeah, we did. I found some friends that also wanted to play, and we played at our basement, at the basement of our friends' flats or houses. It was huge fun, actually.
What was it called? Keller?
Keller, yeah. That's a German expression.
Yeah, a lot of Keller bands, a lot of garage bands. But you know, you got to start somewhere, right? And it's usually with your friends. So did you guys actually start writing songs, or were you just copying other people's songs?
Yeah, I mean, like when I was at that age, at 14, 15, like grunge was pretty huge. So first of all, we tried to cover like Nirvana songs and stuff like that. And pretty soon we tried to write our own songs.
Based on
power chords and stuff.
But you started writing early. That's great.
Yeah.
Because, like, for example, me and D Boone, it took, you know, not until the movement came, we didn't even try to write songs.
Really?
Well, you know, you get different times have different cultures, Marcus.
If
nobody you know isn't writing songs, how do you know not to write songs? If everybody's writing songs, yeah, then you get it. You know what I mean? Sometimes scene can help out. Sometimes if there's no scene or the culture is very dead, you end up spending a lot of time copying other people's or trying to copy.
Yeah, right.
And I got to tell you, me and D Boone did a lot of this. Our whole teens, we didn't really start writing our own songs until Minuteman or right before with Reactionaries. I started writing some songs, but you know, I wish we would have done it, but there just was no culture for it. That's what's so, I think, important about the punk movement. One of the big things was it got people into trying to find their own voice early instead of just copying.
Yeah, I think that was one of the most important things for us to do it, just to find your own style, more or less.
Absolutely.
You can't play that well or whatever.
Now, I'm curious. Did this band ever do any gigs?
This band, I think we played two or three shows when I was...
Tell me about the first one.
The first one was pretty bad because...
Hey, you got to start somewhere, right?
Pretty often it happens. like 20 minutes before the show, like the rhythm guitar player said, "Well, I'm ill, I can't play." So, well, I had to play his parts partly.
You mean he wouldn't go on? He got stage fright.
No, he wouldn't go on. I had to play his parts, and it was up to this point the worst show I ever played.
Well, you know what? If your first show is your worst show, that means they all got better.
Yeah, totally.
So that's not such a bad thing, Marcus. Look, I want to play this song, 4 Days in the Sun, okay?
Will you listen? Will you learn to accept? Advanced civilization.
Advanced civilization.
civilization, advanced 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 civilization.
Paid for with the blood of the masses.
Walk for Pedro show. We heard 4 days in the sun by destroyed but not defeated. Dardo after that, Trust. Maya and the Revolutionary, Hell Yeah, with Yearning. Galactic, yeah, that's brand new. So is this, Advanced. Jekyll Island, 1910, from Chris Chappelle's Distortion Pedal. The Mess Aesthetics, that's Joe Lally's new band with Brandon. Serpent Tongue, brand new from Unlux, Existencia, and finally The Knife from Destroyed But Not Defeated. Now here's the drummer man, Frankie. Frankie,
hey,
what's your earliest music memory?
It's a good question. I don't really know. I think it was the Beatles.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of hard to have a wrong answer with this kind of question, you know.
Really,
right, it's whatever you remember. If you don't remember right, then you just don't remember right. It's okay. There's no real wrong answer. Okay. So it's listening to the Beatles. And what is this at home?
I think my parents bought the Yellow Submarine CD, and I think it was the first time I really listened to music, yeah.
And this is Vienna?
Sure. I think so.
Okay. And you're a little boy, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty. Actually, I'm the youngest in the band.
No, at the time, Frankie.
What?
At the time you heard the Yellow Submarine, not now.
Yeah, I was pretty young. I can't remember how young, but probably, I don't know, 10.
That's why I said a little boy. Now, the house you grew up in, your parents, or brothers and sisters, did anybody play instruments?
Yeah, my brother is playing guitar.
Ah.
And
so was the older brother?
I started playing the flute, actually.
Were they older?
It was really boring, actually. So.
Yeah, but were they older? Listen.
Sorry?
Were you younger than them? Were they older brother and sister?
I was the youngest, so my brother.
Okay. So you grew up listening to your brother and sister play instruments.
Actually, yeah, just my brother. My sister, she played piano a little bit, but not really good.
And flute.
Yeah, and I started to play flute. So actually, my mother, she's pretty talented in singing.
Ah, so okay. So there is music in your family.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, my father, he's not a musician at all. He
that's okay.
Know.
Your mom is part of your family, ain't just your father.
Right, right.
you know, you got to understand about parents. You don't really pick them, right? They got to pick you more than you pick them. So you come into a situation, I'm just interested, because finally you end up a drummer man. So I'm wondering how you got to Schlagzeuger.
Yeah, it was pretty easy, actually. I played the flute first, then I switched to piano.
Okay, about flute. Where'd you play it, in school?
I think it was preschool. I'm not sure.
Oh, wow.
But I was pretty young.
Well, then. When we say preschool, it's like before kindergarten.
Yeah, I was really young. I can't remember how young, but like 4, 5, 6, jeez, something.
Okay, but maybe it was the school's idea, huh? Everybody's going to learn flute.
Yeah, I think everybody in Austria starts playing the flute.
Okay. Well, Marcus didn't say he played flute.
He didn't. No, he looked like he was.
He said he did no music in school. Okay.
Yeah.
Because over here, this is a problem. That question isn't so random, because what they're doing in the U.S., of course, all our school systems are different, every town, every state, mm-hmm. Okay. But a lot of them are cutting back on the arts. This mm-hmm. is one reason why Flea started his music school, you know, the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music, because he went back to his high school after graduating, and there was no more music program. They got rid of it. And that's how he learned trumpet. So this is why I asked this question, because, of course, everybody's got to find their own way, but it's kind of neat, you know, if they're going to teach you math, if they're going to teach you to read, hey, how about a little music?
Right.
It's just a theory of mine, okay?
Yeah, good theory.
I'm a little biased because I like music. So, okay, yeah. So you do flute as a boy, and then how do you get on the drums?
After flute, I switched to piano, but I had a really bad teacher, actually.
I was
playing Mozart for almost 3 years, and I was a little bit annoyed of it, So
a lot of people on the show have very bad experiences with piano lessons as kids.
Yeah.
And I found that a lot of times it's the teacher.
Yeah, I think it was the teacher. Okay. Of course.
Okay.
So then one day just my neighbor, he was a drummer, he had a drum set.
Ah, so it was just lucky where you lived.
Right, so he got rid of the drum set. I didn't know anything about it, and my parents just bought the drum set and put it in our cellar. So one day I got home, and there was a drum set in the cellar. And
wow!
And just start playing. And
now, did you ever think about being a drummer before that drum set showed up?
Not actually. I was thinking about playing the fagot. I don't know if it's the right word in English. You know, it's like kind of a... I don't know, saxophone thing with wood.
Clarinet. I think we call it the clarinet there, Frankie.
Probably. So
black and silver.
There was a drum set in my cell, and I started playing. My brother was playing guitar, so I started a band.
With your brother? Okay. What about lessons? Did you have a teacher, Frankie?
I had a teacher then for about 2 years, 3 years. But I was really I was bad in practicing. So I was a bad student. I always wanted to just play the drums, play to music, have my favorite bands and played all those songs.
But Frankie, in a way that's practice.
Yeah, it was practice. But okay. I didn't do the
It wasn't like your teacher's practice, yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay, I didn't do the stick control and paradiddle stuff.
You know what we call that? We call that rudiments.
Rudiments, right.
Yeah, it's like kind of basic skills that you can use to, do what you want.
Right. I should have done it, actually.
Look, when you're a boy, when you're young, it's hard to know that, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You know, but believe me, I have a lot of regrets. I wish I could have went back and did a lot of things. But what can you do? You know, life is life. But you did start a band early with your brother.
Yeah, right.
Did you guys give it a name?
We didn't really have a name.
We got
a name as soon as I moved to Vienna, because I'm actually from the countryside. So
That's why I asked you at first.
Yeah.
So what town were you from?
I'm from Upper Austria, so it's like the lake area where the Alps start, so it's pretty nice areas, a lot of mountains.
You can say the name. Say the name of the town there, Frankie.
It's called Gmunden.
Okay. So when you made the... We're at the end of the first hour. July 11th, 2019 edition Watt for Pedro Show. Special guest, Destroyed But Not Defeated. Hold tight for hour two. July 11th, 2019. It's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Back about the day I met her, hand in hand in the November weather, back when everything was somehow better. Now I'm sitting here trying to forget her. stones from a bridge beside a lane. He was walking to his lover. He went slowly, reluctantly. To her face, there's nothing.
for Pedro show. I'll start off the second hour with Just a Song from Destroyed But Not Defeated. Then the Code Hangers from Bemlo. They were on a few months ago. Now, new record out of London, Petro Twig, The Shrams, Tell Me Again and Again. David Schramm was on the show last week, great cat, Hoboken, New Jersey. Marcus, you said you spent a little time in New Jersey. And after that was The Healers with Route 40. They're from just east of Chicago. And finally, Dawn of Glitter, Destroyed But Not Defeated. Let's talk about, I got to tell the listeners, we're sorry, but Destroyed but Not Defeated is actually a trio. And we're missing the Leto. So you're here in spirit, Leto. He's not here to tell his story of how he got started with music, but let's talk about it. We can talk about how Destroyed But Not Defeated got started. Please.
Yeah, it got started, I think, in 2011. And our original drummer, he was from Iowa, actually. He just moved to Vienna. And Leto and him, they started the band. And then they asked me to join them. Well, then we made the first record, actually, in 2011. It was
Okay. Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
So Leto was already playing with another drummer.
The guy called Ian, the drummer, he was...
Right, the guy from Iowa, not Frankie.
Not Frankie, no.
Okay, what was the band called? Was it Destroyed But Not Defeated then?
It was when the three of us came together, we decided
to...
Before
you, Marcus.
Before me, there was just the idea of a band. There was not a band, really.
Ah, because I thought they were jamming together. Okay. So when you got together, all three of you got together, and that's when the band... Okay.
Right.
So there was no bass player before you. Okay.
No, there was no bass player.
But
no.
They knew each other.
They knew each other, yeah, because this American guy, he was on tour with another band in Vienna, and they got to know each other years before, and then he moved to Vienna, the guy from America.
Sure.
And then they started the band.
What do we call that? Immigrant.
Yeah.
You know, the U.S. over here, they think immigrants are only people who come here. They don't want to be aware of, well, maybe sometimes U.S. guy might want to move somewhere else. Okay, so, and his name is Ian? Okay. And so you guys started 2011.
Yeah.
Well, how did you meet?
Well, I knew Leto before, and they were searching for a bass player, and I was on their list. And
You'd already been playing with several bands?
Excuse me?
You had already been playing with several bands.
Yeah, I've already played with several bands, mostly guitar back then, but also in the other bands we were changing instruments.
Oh, we should talk about that, Marcus. When did you make your switch to bass?
No, it wasn't really a switch to bass. Like, the band before I was playing, it was called My Friend Dave, and we used to share bass and guitar, like half
of
the time.
Oh, you would switch off. Okay. Because as a teenager, you were a guitar man. When did you first get your hands on the bass?
When pretty soon after I came to Vienna, it was like 2001 when I started my first band in Vienna. We decided that we want to switch.
And I'm curious, because a lot of times the reason is no one else wants to do it. No, especially in the old days. Yeah, everybody wants to play lead guitar. They don't want to rock the bass. Nowadays, especially since punk days, I meet a lot of kids. That's their first. They want to play bass right from the beginning. But in the old days, it was always guitar players. It was easy to get work because no one wanted to do it. the bad old days.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think when I started to play bass, I figured out when you want to make music together, it's easier for a bass player and a drummer to make music together as it is for a guitar player. So just by starting to jam, like with a drummer as a bass player, you are getting out some main parts of a song. We figured out that worked really well.
Now, do you remember the first Destroyed But Not Defeated gig?
Yeah, for sure I remembered it. Yeah, sure.
Well, tell us.
It was right in Vienna, and of course, I mean, it's the first time you play the songs, you're nervous before, and you don't know how it will work out, but it was actually great. We had a huge fun, and people liked it, so it was huge, yeah.
So it was a positive experience. I know a lot of people, like my first kid, man, I was scared out of my brains, and blew a lot of clams, a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, back then I thought also it was not good, but right now I can say it was a pretty good show.
Oh, actually. Now that you've got perspective, you're further away from that time, so you can look back.
Yeah.
But when you were close to that moment, it was like, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Right.
That happens too. I want to play this, The Marks Meet Nick in Jackson.
think it was really nice of you to invite me to your place. I gotta say I really like your taste in interior design, and I hope it is okay that I stay just a little longer. We could get something to eat or just sit around and watch TV.
For Pedro Show. Yeah, the Marks meets Nick and Jackson. Destroyed but not defeated. And Marcus can help you people with the title there. Tell them what it means, Marcus.
The Marks meet Nick and Jackson. I mean, it's a bit of, it sounds like two people are meeting in Jackson, which could be a place, but actually it's a reference to Mark Kozelek. Jackson is Jackson C. Frank, and yeah, and they're just meeting, like imagine they would meet up.
There was a song I think Lee Hazelwood did with Nancy Sinatra,
really,
called Jackson. We got married in a fever.
Ah, wow. Yeah. Okay.
But that's not the person, that's the town. Then we had Battle Hymn of the Alcoholic, Part 2, from Mouthpiece. I think that's a U.S. guy living in Ireland.
Okay, now actually, the song is about, like, you imagine that Mark Kozelek is meeting up with Nick Drake and Jackson C. Frank. And that's the idea. That's what it's all about in the song.
Yeah, I understand. We've moved on, though. Now I'm talking about the other songs we just played. Then we have the Dream Chamber, Phase 4. I just wanted people to trip on that title. Actually, Nick Drake passed away. I think he took his own life. He ate pills or something.
Yeah.
Very, very distinctive voice. Very distinctive voice.
Totally.
I wonder about if he would have still wrote songs, you know. Kind of amazing guy. But depression, very heavy thing, you know, and they didn't really know how to treat it so much in those days. Still don't. Anyway.
Yeah.
The Dream Chamber Phase 4, Lucid Dreaming, from David Gerard. He was on the show last week. The Januaries with Dying Man, and finally Destroyed But Not Defeated with a song called Led Zeppelin, which is the name of a band, I think.
You're right.
Now, I heard that that they let the A out of lead because they thought U.S. people would say Led Zeppelin, because in English we have a lot of words that are spelled the same, but you pronounce them different.
Yeah, it didn't work out that way. They're not calling them Lead now, huh?
Right. So, what happened to Ian?
Excuse me?
What happened to Ian?
What does it mean?
No, what happened to Ian, the drummer man?
What happened to Ian? Well, at a certain point, he decided to go back to the States.
Okay. Well, I still am working on my mind reading skills, so I have to ask you, Marcus. I don't know what happened. That's why I'm asking you. Okay, so he left Austria, went back to Iowa. And yeah. So you guys needed to find another drummer.
Right.
So how'd you find Frankie?
He was a friend of a good friend of ours, and he was just we liked the way he played.
Are you talking like in the music scene?
Yeah, right.
Because it sounds like you guys are from two different small towns. But you mean
we are from two different we're just talking about music scene.
Yeah. Music scene in Vienna. Okay. And so who was he drumming with somebody at the time?
I think he was playing with another band back then, but they were just like not going anywhere further. And he just had time, and he was a good friend of ours back then. And then we said, well, you're a cool guy, you should play with us.
Because you already have a band established, so he could just step in, right?
Totally.
Okay. And how long ago was this?
I think he joined us in 2014, 2015, so he's here for four or five years now.
So about half your career.
More than that, actually.
Well, I thought you started 2011.
Yeah, but, yeah, no, that's right. It's about half, but I think...
Maybe my math is terrible, Marcus. Maybe I'm a terrible mathematician.
No problem.
Okay. So half the band time... Yeah, this Iowa caddy, and now you got Frankie. And
right.
Do you remember the first gig with Frankie?
You remember the first gig?
Well, hold on. We're at the end of the second hour. We'll pick that up next hour. July 11, 2019, Dishwap Pedro Show, special guest, Stroyd but not defeated. Hold tight for hour three. July 11, 2019, it's the third hour of the Wap for Pedro Show.
what we tried to do. I hurt each other. When we're so much alive, we're all sisters and brothers. Let's walk away from all this fighting. It's so insane. We're all responsible if we're looking for someone to blame. Remember when we were young, we loved and cared for each other. The dream is the same, to live in peace together. Peace on earth is what we are singing. We can all be friends if we try. From the start, he's on earth. Is what we are hurting. So remember that shine in every heart. For peace on earth.
Walk from Pedro show. We started the third hour off with Never Afraid from Destroyed But Not Defeated. Then Dan Jones out of Kansas City. Don't Be Afraid of Love. Another Umbrella with the late, great Richard Derrick. Eventide second. Crane after that. Who also was an Umbrella, another Umbrella. Peace on Earth. And finally, Sky is Beating. Destroyed But Not Defeated. Now, Frankie, Ian has to go back to Iowa. So Frankie takes up the drumsticks for Destroyed But Not Defeated. What was that first gig like, Frankie?
To be honest, I can't remember. Okay. I mean, I think it was a really good gig.
I think he was so drunk that he didn't really remember.
Okay.
What he was playing.
Well, I remember last time I shared the stage with you, Marcus, you were drinking some hard liquor.
I can't remember. I'm not
It was a strange. It wasn't Chelsea. It was a strange little place by the Ferris wheel that's in the Third Man.
Yeah, it's called Fluke.
Fluke, that's right. What a trippy place. But, you know, really? I got to tell you about that gig. That's the last time I saw my friend Shandy.
Yeah. I heard that. That's pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah, the cancer came out. And a sweet cat, you know, he lived in SoCal a long time from the Valley. And so I'll never forget that show. But I remember you taking some swigs, I don't know, schnapps or vodka or maybe it was whiskey.
But you took one too, didn't you?
Not while I was playing.
Yeah, I know, but later on.
Yeah, it was more than one. I took more than one.
I can remember.
If it's brown, it's going down. I had a good time. It was a good time. But I can't play on that shit because it's too strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where did you guys, where did you record this album that I'm playing all these songs from?
The Cosmic Studios, actually.
Vienna.
In Vienna.
Okay. I'm curious, how long did it take?
How long did it take for the new album? About 2 weeks. We had plenty much of time. So,
did you guys come prepared, or did you write in the studio?
No, we were prepared already.
Okay, that's smart.
We had a producer also, and
it was fun. It was self-produced, right?
Right. A friend of ours actually produced it, but...
Well, he's probably the engineer, right? Who was the engineer, man?
That's the engineer.
Gregor, the producer.
He's called Gregor. He was a former bass player. Yeah, bass player of Christy. It's an Austrian band.
Okay.
Pretty well known in Austria. And, he's got a good sense of music taste.
Well, I'll tell you, my opinion, really good sound and recording.
Yeah.
And also, all three of you guys played very well together. So I can kind of tell, that's why I asked if you wrote in the studio, because it sounds like you were very practiced.
Yeah, we've been. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just into it, and we loved what we were doing, so we were into it, yeah.
I think going into a studio and using it as a practice pad is kind of stupid. You should be prepared. That's my advice.
Yeah, I mean, if you can afford it, but you say with Jamie Connor, you said that, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, a practice place is a lot cheaper than a recording studio.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. I mean, I read that when I was reading, like, our band could be alive. So.
Michael Azarot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It was on a lot of levels. Of course, the money thing, of course. But also the idea of the trio. Like, maybe... the smallest unit you can have. You know, yeah. I know there's these bands with just guitar and drum, but man, that poor lonely kick drum. Oof. You need the bass to marry the drum to the guitar, I think. The bass is a weird kind of instrument. It's kind of a glue. And I'm
totally.
Really... Well, maybe it's because of my situation, because I work one, but I really miss it when it's not there. I really
no,
miss
it. No, it is.
And so it took 2 weeks... Gregor engineered it. What about plans to tour it?
There's a little problem in that because there was we were playing in other bands and other things were happening, so we're not having a tour right now. We're planning to do it maybe in the end of the year or maybe next year, because we got other things, other bands.
Understood. But touring, yeah. I'm thinking about Austria in December. Kind of tough to tour. Actually, you know, the first time I played Vienna was in February, and it was snow, big snow.
Yeah,
it was with Black Flag, and the place is still around. Seen Wien, you know?
Yeah.
It was an old ceramics factory. In those days, only one stage. I think they got like five different stages now.
And cool.
Yeah, this was in 1983, February.
Oh, wow.
And,
wow.
So I'm thinking about driving around and touring, maybe a little scary. But
you
got to play this record for people. You got to get out there. I know you got other things going on, but please play it for people. I want to play Cats or Company. You know, because of all the songs, you know, when I saw this title, I was like, whoa. Let's listen.
fresh and fruity, Gunther Tootie time.
Marinated minions slot their state and latest cake in time.
Republicans stand for greed, corruption, bigotry, and war.
While Democrats pretend to feel guilty about
greed, corruption, bigotry, and war. Greed, corruption, bigotry, and war. Greed, corruption, bigotry, and war.
And don't forget pollution.
The world is
cliche, but
we got hot war in this country!
So much lipstick on their head, red could be our golden. Anything to pass the test, then retire and cash in. Join the wealthy lobbyists, corporate boys and fame cranks. Who you gonna save?
staircase, the kind you can hang pictures on the way up and see them from the other side of the ring. Taking it way too slow, is it not realistic to challenge your predecessor? He's here, so, you know, Biggie, big space up ahead, wouldn't mind filling it up, but do I have to? That's the big question tonight. No, I haven't had much to eat today, but I'm pretty much jacked on adrenaline 24/7 these days. It's a mystery to me, too. Like, there's a constant carrot, but look out the window. There's someone coming up the steps.
Why for Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Cats are coming. People, you weren't privy to it, but we had a big conversation about cats offline here, and they got into nature and stuff like that. But I think definitely myself, Marcus, maybe even you too, Frankie, we're cat people, right?
We are cat people, totally. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Of course.
There's something about them. They're inspiring. My second opera was almost about my cat that I called the man. He's on so many of my tour t-shirts, but then he got brain cancer and died and broke my heart. Cats are Company, we heard Jello Biafra in the Guantanamo School of Medicine doing the Brown Lipstick Parade. And then out of Portland, I Can't by the Leftists, A.B. Normal, Brother Phil up in Big Bear. He used to be a great mechanic in Lameda here, and then he said, nope, I'm moving to the mountain playing guitar. And his kind of interpretation of Radio Gaga is not dead yet. And then finally, Hymn for the Clueless, Destroyed but Not Defeated. What were you guys trying to say with that song? I got my own idea, but tell me yourself.
That's not one idea that we had. I mean, it's like, I think it's a song mainly about getting older as we are partly going. I mean, Frank is the youngest of us, but we are getting older. And when you're young, you got the idea of, well, at a certain point, I will understand how the world works. And the older you get, you find out, no, you just get more questions, not more answers.
Yeah. Now, first I'm going to say I got rid of the old word. So I say less younger.
Okay. Well,
second, Marcus, I totally agree with you. You think it's about answers, and it's really about questions.
Yeah.
But it takes, what, a lifetime to learn this shit, right?
Probably.
Yeah. You know, a lot of my third opera is about being middle-aged punk rocker, and that's kind of what I came up with, what my conclusion, huh? Life is for learning.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It is.
You never graduate. You're always in the classroom. And maybe that's not a bad thing. Because the body does start breaking down. But maybe the mind keeps adding stuff. And speaking of the future, what's in the future for Destroyed But Not Defeated? Well, you're talking about a winter tour for the album. What about new stuff?
I think we're trying to shows, and then probably writing the next record, maybe doing some videos. That's the next steps we want to get. Okay. Wanna take.
And where can people find you on the internet?
Well, we get destroyedbutnotdefeated.com. There's the main page. We're also on Facebook, of course.
Instagram.
And Instagram.
You hear that, people?
You find it there.
You hear that? They got their own website. This is very important. It's like having your own fanzine. So it's destroyedbutnotdefeated.com.
Right.
That's great. Right. And then, you know, yeah, you could put stuff on Shitter and Fake Look and Instant Ham. But you can always, those companies crash and burn, you still can go to destroyedbutnotdefeated.com and see what's happening. Speaking of younger and not so much younger, what advice would you give to somebody younger in music?
I'd say just like try to find what you're really into. Give yourself some time and do not just take the first thing that comes up to your mind, but try different styles and maybe also instruments. and find your own thing that you really feel like you're, you want to do that, and then find the right people to do it. I went to Vienna just to find the right people to do music, and it totally worked out for me.
Okay, Frankie?
I'm a bit...
There's no wrong answer, Frankie. It's just advice.
I would say the same thing. It's like, I mean, if you want to do music, you got to find your own style. You got to find what you like and find the right people. It's really important to just have friends and people around you that do the same thing, that support you in your kind of way, that they can do the things that you want. And it's not that easy, actually. I was pretty lucky. I had a friend of mine, and he brought me to Destroyed But Not Defeated. But I don't know how it works normally.
Well, man, we were talking about Watt's situation. So many lucky breaks for me. But luck ain't always good. It's also bad, right? So I think maybe another piece of advice is roll with it. If something bad does come up, like if you fall down on your skateboard, get back up.
Right.
Okay. I want to thank you guys both, you know, Dr. Field, so much.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for having us, man.
It means thanks a lot to have you on because, like I said, a lot of people in the U.S. have a little geography problem. So to know that there's a power triad of Venice kicking up much dust is a great thing. And I want you to keep on keeping on, please.
Thanks a lot, man. See you in August.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Maybe within a month.
Yeah, that would be great.
I didn't realize. Okay. People, it's been July 11, 2019 edition of Watt Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.